A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. I think you get in trouble for singing that song now, because have you heard that sugar is addictive? Have you ever said, I'm addicted to sugar? There is a lot of sugar in a lot of things that we eat. As I stand here with my large family-sized packet of Tim Tams, my very large block of chocolate, and a bowl full of chocolate hearts and chocolate coins. Roe, you must be addicted to sugar because you've got a house full of sugar. You've got chocolate and lollies and cake and biscuits and ice creams at your house. Do you have a sugar addiction? Now, here's a better question to ask. If I had a sugar addiction, wouldn't it be cheaper just to buy a bag of sugar? You could buy a commercial-sized bag of sugar, and then every time you felt like you needed a high, a sugar high, you'd just go and have a spoonful of sugar. Wouldn't that be easier and cheaper? And that would mean that I would probably be addicted to sugar. Now, this is a very controversial topic, so I'm being very careful. But here's the thing. If you love sugar and not eat it by the spoonful out of a bag of raw sugar, that's not what I'm talking about. But if you love products with sugar in them, there's a couple of things to consider. Is it possible that my bag of or packet of Tim Tams here and my block of chocolate not only have sugar, but they also have a reasonably large amount of fat? So maybe I'm addicted to fat, not sugar. Have you ever heard that? Oh, she's addicted to fat. Nobody talks about going to the fridge and eating spoonfuls of butter because you're addicted to butter. So, or addicted to fat. So what is it that we're actually addicted to? And it's interesting when you go to the science, the neuroscience, the psychology, psychiatry, and how does the brain work? What's the chemistry inside the brain? We don't get addicted to any particular substance or thing. So it's not drugs we get addicted to, or gambling, or smoking, or shopping, or sugar, or fat, or chocolate. We get addicted to the chemical reaction that those things put inside our brain. So my first question is, if you think that you're addicted to chocolate, lollies, biscuits, cake, could we change the addiction to something else? Now, here's something I am definitely addicted to and very proud of. I cannot live without getting puffed and without lifting heavy. I'm addicted to it. I cannot go a day without getting puffed. And if I'm addicted to being strong, so I love being able to lift heavy things. Now, here's a really cool thing. If you're really fit and if you're really strong, is it possible that your brain chemistry will be healthy? This is your endocrine system, your hormonal system. Is it possible that people eat a lot of chocolate or a lot of biscuits or a lot of cake, or they take drugs or they smoke or they gamble because they're looking for that brain chemistry change, not I'm looking for cannabis or I'm looking for cocaine or I'm looking for chocolate or I'm looking to win at gambling? Is it possible that it's the brain response that we want? We want the dopamine rush. We want the serotonin. We want, and interestingly, both of those, you can get them from other things. But when you get really fit and really strong, so you get puffed and you lift heavy, you also get a dopamine rush, you get a serotonin rush, you also get a endorphin rush, which is pain-killing neurotransmitters that also make you feel good, and you get brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which makes the rest of your body work well, and you get a chemical response from your muscles to say to your brain, that myokines send a message from your muscle to your brain and all your other organs, you need to be healthy, you need to be fit, you need to be strong, because this body is regularly getting puffed and lifting heavy, so we have to make sure that it's able to do that. So what's that got to do with chocolate or lollies or cake or biscuits? Is it possible, please consider, that if you've got a really healthy body, if you've got a mentally strong brain because you've got a really healthy body, because you get puffed and lift heavy on a regular basis, is it now possible that your body will tell you when to eat because you're hungry, when to stop eating because you're full? And that's why it's really fascinating, because a lot of people say to me, Roe, if I had a big packet of Tim Tams in my cupboard or in my fridge, I would have to eat the whole packet. Well, I have no interest. I love Tim Tams. I love chocolate biscuits. But I have no interest, unless I'm starving, hungry, and there's nothing else to eat, I have no interest in eating a whole packet of biscuits, because I have a one or two and then I've had enough because I'm full. My endocrine system, my hormonal system, my emotional system, I don't eat because I'm emotional, because when your hormonal system's out of whack, if your body's out of whack, you eat for the wrong reasons. Is that possible? Should the only reason we eat be for pleasure and for performance? And yes, I love to eat chocolate biscuits, which is why you don't need to eat the whole packet when you've got a healthy endocrine system. because it's not a pleasurable experience to eat a whole packet of biscuits. You end up feeling sick. You end up having too much sugar. So your poor old endocrine system, your hormonal system, your insulin has to work really hard to get that sugar out of your bloodstream and into your cells. So everything screws up because you ate too much, because you're emotional. But when you've got a fit, strong, healthy brain and a fit, strong, healthy body, you can't eat too much because you only want to have a couple of biscuits because you're eating now for pleasure. Nobody eats Tim Tam biscuits for performance unless you need to have food and you don't have any. We eat these for pleasure. If you eat for performance, your body will tell you exactly what you need. If you listen to your body, it will tell you. If you are lacking in vitamin C, your body will feel like eating an orange or feel like eating some strawberries. Your body will tell you. But none of that works well if you're not fit and strong. If your body's busted and broken, that means your endocrine, emotions, hormonal system is busted and broken. So now we don't eat for the right reasons. We don't eat because we're hungry and we don't stop eating when we're full. Isn't that interesting? So what do we actually get addicted to? Is it possible that it's a chemical response in your brain? Is it possible that if you choose, and again, the neuroscientists will tell you this, you can't break a bad habit. You just replace it with a better one or a good one. So if you're in the habit of eating chocolate, oh, I need to have a chocolate because it's there. I need to eat the whole packet because it's there. You could be like me and get addicted, get a different addiction, which is exercise. I want to get puffed several times throughout the day because it makes me feel good. Interestingly though, the side effect of eating too much chocolate is you'll probably get a bit chubby and you'll have challenges with your insulin trying to get the sugar out of your bloodstream, which means you end up with type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease and a whole heap of horrible stuff. But the side effect of getting puffed and lifting heavy is you have an endocrine system that works. Isn't that awesome? You have a cardiovascular and respiratory system that's fit and strong. You have muscles and bones that are fit and strong. You have great hair, skin and nails. You have a stack of energy. You have high self-esteem. You have a strong immune system so you don't get sick because you can fight germs, bugs, viruses and diseases. I love rattling these things off and I do all the time because a fit, strong, healthy body works well. And here's another great analogy. If you've got a body that has you've maintained your muscle because you're strong, it's like having a V8 engine in your car or having a turbocharged engine. If I drive a 4-cylinder 20 kilometers versus I drive a V8 engine 20 kilometers, the V8 engine's going to burn more fuel. The more muscle I have or the more muscle I can save from getting old, and most people lose muscle. Well, we all lose muscle as we're getting older if we allow it to happen. But if you stay strong, you maintain your muscle, you maintain your V8 engine or your turbocharged engine. So every time you eat something, you burn calories faster than if you've got a 4-cylinder engine. Isn't that exciting? I'll use that analogy again. Two cars can drive exactly the same distance, but one will burn more fuel because it's got a bigger engine. Two people can walk or run or live the same life, go the same distance, but one will burn more calories, one will burn more chocolate, one will burn more sugar, one will burn more fat because they've got a faster metabolism, because they've got more muscle. So if I wrap that up in a beautiful pink box, red box, whatever color you want it to fall out of the sky in, when you're fit and when you're strong, everything works better. Your whole body functions more effectively, and particularly your endocrine system, which is the one that says we need this person to stay alive, survive. We need this person to thrive, yay. And more importantly, we need them to want to feel good because the biology of the human body, as I always share, it's pretty simple. Stay alive, thrive so you can reproduce. And nobody feels like reproducing if you feel fat or ugly or depressed or you've had a terrible day. And that's what most people do after a terrible day. They eat chocolate, drink beer, eat too much food because they're trying to feel better. They're not eating because they're hungry. They're just trying to feel better. But if you've got a fit, strong, healthy body, you automatically feel better. So you eat when you're hungry. You stop eating when you're full. You eat for performance and pleasure. And life becomes a very fun experience, whether it's about exercise or food. So if you want to live your life to the max, could it be a really good idea to get really fit and really strong and then see how exciting life can be? Super duper doo. How are you? Eating chocolate and loving it.